Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Real Scandal. Years ago, a number of televangelists were caught in sexual scandal, seemingly one right after another. One preacher came out and said, the real scandal was not what these people did with their bodies, although that was horrible. The real scandal was the development of a system of theology that allows one to live like this and yet claim to be Christian. Amen. The professing evangelical church is inundated with flagrant sin, but the real scandal is the development of a system of theology, the Lordless gospel, that allows people to habitually live lordlessly and yet without question call themselves Christian. This amounts to a lifestyle of taking the Lord's name in vain. In the last 100 years, a system of theology that I refer to as the Lordless gospel has evolved and come to the forefront of the evangelical scene. Consequently, flagrant and habitual sin characterizes the lives of many professing believers. So-called Christian psychology often works hand-in-hand with the Lordless gospel in providing people with sanctified, quote-unquote, sanctified excuses for their sinful behavior instead of calling them to biblical repentance. Victimology is in, while personal responsibility and holy living is out. Many professing believers use the devil makes me do it excuse. Some teach that believers can be demon-possessed, thus blaming the demons for sinful behavior, which in reality is the flip side of psychology. Both teach a form of victimology that takes away from personal responsibility. The real issue is the nature of what constitutes a true saving faith. Justification by faith alone is a cardinal, essential, vital doctrine of faith. This truth is non-negotiable. However, the error of the Lordless gospel is a skewed view of the nature of saving faith. Saving faith receives Christ as Lord and Savior. Believing on Christ as Lord does not imply maturity or practical perfection, but it does signify transformation that alters the direction of a person's life. If Lordship signified perfection in practice, then Christ would be no one's Lord, because no one is perfect. We are all in process. At the moment of salvation, a person undoubtedly does not fully realize all the implication of Christ's Lordship. This involves a growing process that will only see completion in glory. However, all true believers do personally believe in Christ's sovereign authority. All true believers by faith receive Christ as Lord, but they live out that reality in greater or lesser degrees of consistency. For all true believers, there is one Lord, one faith. Ephesians 4:5. Jude 3 and 4 says, Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.